Thank you, Stephanie. Welcome back to the Ron Ross Show. And my guest this hour is familiar to many of our listeners. She's a young woman who grew up before our eyes on one of the most popular shows of the 70s and early 80s, Little House on the Prairie. Let's say good morning to Melissa Anderson. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
Glad to have you on the show. And did you drop the Sue, or was that a childhood actress thing, or what?
Yes, I dropped it quite a while ago, actually. I originally started out acting just as Melissa Anderson, but there turned out to be another Melissa Anderson in Screen Actors Guild.
Oh.
So she didn't really work, I guess, but she kept up her dues, so she had first rights to that name. So I had to add my middle name. So eventually, when they notified me that she was no longer in Screen Actors Guild, I guess, I could have my name back. So that's what I did.
All right. Well, we knew you as Melissa Sue Anderson, and your new book is called The Way I See It, A Look Back at My Life on Little House. And about how old were you when you came to the show?
I was 11.
And had you had other professional acting experience before landing that role?
Yes, I had done commercials. I started acting when I was 9, and I had done commercials, and then I did two parts. My first part was kind of a lot of people have seen it. It was the Brady Bunch. I had this role as Millicent, who was Bobby's first girlfriend.
Oh,
so it's run a million times, and so a lot of people remember me from that. And then the second thing I did was an episode of Shaft, playing Robert Culp's daughter.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
All right. So you're on Little House on the Prairie. You've had other acting experience already. Were you one of those child actors who was just bursting with energy and really, really wanted to do it? Or was this a case of somebody kind of nudged you into show business? Or how do you feel about that?
No, I really had found my niche. I was a very shy, reserved kid. It kind of brought me out a little bit. I still was very serious and very reserved. But I was able, playing a character or other characters, was easier for me.
Uh-huh.
So, or was more comfortable, and I could be more comfortable. So I really loved it, and I was very serious about trying to get better, and that's what I was able to use Little House as a stepping stone. You know, it was a great experience, and but it was also, you know, a great learning experience for me, of course, and I took advantage of it.
This was about 1974 when you came to the show, and you were there for a number of seasons. About what year did you leave the show?
Well, I did my fulfilled my original contract, which was 7 years, and then I did two shows the 8th season, 2 episodes.
Okay.
Because I, by that time, I have a chapter in my book, which is called I Was a Blind Pioneer and You Thought You Had Problems. And really, it was so difficult. It was great in the beginning to have my character go blind. I had been very, very worried about that. I write all about this, actually. But Mike Landon reassured me everything was going to be great. You know, don't worry. Everything will be fine. You're not going to be written out. It's going to be terrific. And he was right. My character going blind, he was absolutely right. It was a two-part episode, and the first part we were number 2 that week in the ratings, and the second part we were number 1, and we had never, ever, ever had ratings like that in our history, ever.
Wow.
So it was terrific, and I was nominated for an Emmy, and it couldn't have been better. But after about a year or so, the writers started running out of ideas.
Yeah, I
suppose.
What
to do with me. And between the blindness and the period of the show, it was very difficult, I think. So it was really one tragedy after the next. Or I would just be put in one scene in an episode, just kind of in the background almost to for audience recognition, to make sure that, you know, everybody knew that I hadn't died. You
right.
know? So it was very difficult by that time, and that's why I decided not to go on any more than the 2 episodes, the 8th season.
Yeah, and that must have been a tough decision for you.
It wasn't easy, but, you know, all along I never took any breaks, really, from work. I would work on Little House about 8 months out of the year, but any hiatuses that we had, I would work on other shows, whether it was for Aaron Spelling doing, you know, Hotel or Love Boat or Fantasy Island or whatever, or Movies of the Week for every other network and NBC. I was always working. I just sort of continued that. You know, I left Little House, and actually, even in the seventh season, I wasn't in every single episode of Little House, so I was able to go, you know, come. I was actually came to Montreal, where I live now, to shoot Happy Birthday to Me, the it's kind of a cult horror film.
Yeah, I remember it.
And I was able to do that while they were still shooting Little House, the seventh season, because I was just not, you know, I wasn't in as many episodes then. So that was great, and I just continued working. That's kind of what I did. So it wasn't such a shock. I was able to go, you know, in that seventh season, I was able to go back and forth to the Little House set, so that was kind of nice. And then by the eighth season, just doing the two shows, it wasn't quite as much of a shock to my system.
Right, I understand. I do need to ask you about Michael Landon. What kind of a guy was he? Was he warm and gentle as we've heard, or behind the scenes, was he a raving tyrant?
I write about him in the book. You know, overall, he was a terrific guy. He was really what you saw. Creatively, he was, you know, amazing. You know, just constantly working, moving. You know, he had a bundle of ideas and lots of energy, and that should be backwards. This kind of backwards. Lots of ideas and a bundle of energy. But he could be very difficult. He could be very controlling, which kind of is understandable because Little House was really his baby.
Yeah.
So you know, it's not surprising. The difficult times with him, I think, are directly, and that's how I wrote about it in the book, related to his childhood, I think, because he just had a miserable upbringing.
Oh.
And I think it made him very insecure. And so when you're kind of a control freak and you're insecure, you can be kind of tough.
Yeah, I understand.
And so he was. But you know, again, nobody's perfect. And he certainly had his great side, so that outweighed the bad side.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I got it. And what can you tell us about your relationships with some of your co-stars, Melissa Gilbert, Alison Arngrim, who played Nellie? I mean, we'd like to believe that everything was rosy, but I would think as competitive actors and young people who had not maybe fully matured, there must have been some difficult times.
Well, you know, I didn't feel that way at all. Alison was the oldest of the three of us. She was, I don't know, she's eight months or a year older than I am or something. And I'm about a year and a half older than Melissa. People thought there was, like, huge age differences.
Uh-huh.
I was probably the most serious. And certainly the most took my work more seriously, I think, than they did.
Okay.
Certainly than Melissa did. I shouldn't speak for Alison as much because I didn't work with her as much. But Melissa Gilbert was more playful. You know, she was there to have a good time, I think, more for her.
Uh-huh.
And I wanted this as my career, so I was more serious. But I felt as though we all got along quite well. We had to go to school together 3 hours a day in, you know, close quarters, and there were no, you know, big arguments or anything. I don't think they really wanted us to be super tight like sisters.
Right.
Anyway, because I don't think they wanted, you know, to have, what if we had a falling out, and then it would really, that might show.
Sure.
But, you know, we certainly... you know, everyone thinks we were a very close family, and actually, all of us were so different that we really weren't that close.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, we were maybe good at our jobs. because we it came across as though we were, you know. So no, honestly, I don't, you know, I never felt that there was any real difficulty at all.
You know, I do want to ask about this, and this is just kind of a showbiz question. As far as being a young actor, actress, and having to go to school, as you said, 3 hours on the set, I've always felt that compared to the, you know, I'm assuming the excitement of making a television show, that having to buckle down and pay attention in an on-set classroom, that must have been a drag at times.
Yes, it was. But also you have to realize, too, that sometimes our work was really hard.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, there were times that there were things to remember that on the spot that, you know, that an adult would have had trouble with. There were times, you know, I remember when I used to work with the character Mrs. Whipple,
sure,
sewing for Mrs. Whipple, and they liked me to talk as fast as I possibly could. They thought it was funny. And so I would, but it was like speeches really fast. I mean, that, and I'm running, or I'm doing this, or I'm doing that, and I'm doing all this talking. And that wasn't easy to do. And then, you know, so, and going back and forth to school. So yes, and then it was hard for me when I went blind, when my character went blind, going back and forth to school, because I'm doing schoolwork, and then I'm trying to, you know, I'm trying to concentrate, you know, the last couple of minutes, I'm listening. You know, you can kind of hear when, you get used to knowing when they're just about ready to call and say, okay, we need, you know, Missy for the scene. And I would, you know, be going through it in my head right before they would call me in the schoolroom, you
sure.
know. Sure. Because, you know, it's dividing your attention. And yes, it could be dull at times. You can't really fool around or have much fun when it's just you and a teacher.
Yeah, I understand.
And maybe one other student, and sometimes just a few other students. So, it's an interesting experience, though.
Well, I only have 3 or 4 more minutes here, but I have a couple other questions to get to. You worked with some very high-profile co-stars over the years, people like, pardon me, Johnny Cash, Sean Penn, Todd Bridges, Marriott Hartley, Patricia Neal. What are some of your recollections about some of these folks?
Well, Patricia Neal, I write about that episode. It was a 2-part episode that Mike wrote that was terrific. One of his better episodes, I thought. And she was it was very exciting to work with her. She'd won an Oscar. I mean, you know, she
sure.
Really. And she had had her stroke by that time, so she could act, no problem, but she had trouble remembering dialogue. So
okay.
They had a teleprompter for her.
Really?
Yeah, and, you know, you never would have known in a million years. You'd never know that she was reading that. So that was very interesting. And Johnny and June Cash were just terrific to work with. I was featured in that episode with them, so I worked with them, especially Johnny, a lot, and
uh-huh.
it was really, really a pleasure.
What about Sean Penn? Was he a punk?
Well, you know, he was an extra on the show. He was one of the kids in the background, but he's prominently, you can really see him prominently placed in this episode, which was not one of our better ones, called The Voice of Tinker Jones, and I write about that too. I think he came to work, I'm only guessing, because his father was directing, Leo Penn.
Oh.
He was one of our directors. And I think Sean decided it was summertime and he probably wasn't in school and maybe he had nothing better to do. I don't know.
Yeah.
But he came. And he sure was a good sport about it, though, because it was terrible heat. It was just, must have been 110 in Simi Valley. It was so hot.
Yeah.
Maybe not quite that hot, but 100. And then we had these big arc lamps all the time beating down on us, and also we were around a big fire.
Oh my!
And it was just excruciatingly hot. But you know, there he is, and so I didn't know him well at all, but yeah, he was a trooper.
Melissa, I have to ask this too: do you ever tire of being remembered as Mary Ingalls on Little House?
Well, No, I, you know, I'm proud of the show. I'm proud of the work that I did overall. on it, and I'm, you know, it was a great experience to have had. I, you know, it's not surprisingly though not my favorite job I've ever had. I as far as acting gigs go, The Equalizer was actually my favorite.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I was the Equalizer's daughter, so that was kind of, that was really fun. That was great. So I think people sometimes forget that, you know, that you're an actress, that you do lots of, you know, parts, lots, you know, you want to play lots of parts.
So, oh, sure.
So, but I don't really mind, you know, it would be bad if it was something, you know, that was terrible.
Well, yes.
Really awful. Then it would be, that would just, to have that follow you around your whole life would be really bad.
More recently, you played First Lady Megan Hollister in a 2006 miniseries, 10.5 Apocalypse. You have a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. You're married, you're raising a family, and now you're an author. What's next for Melissa Anderson?
Well, I do some projects with my husband, who's a writer producer. I'm kind of an ideas girl. You know, I come up with some good ideas occasionally, and my husband is the professional screenwriter in the family. So he kind of writes them down, and you know, really creates a whole drama out of something that maybe I've had a little part in.
Uh-huh.
So we're working on a couple of those, and. And I would also act in one of them if they go ahead. So that's kind of what I'm doing now. And then I have a daughter going back to college in August for her sophomore year, and my son will be starting ninth grade. So I'm, you know, I've got my hands full here as well.
Busy.
Yes.
The book is excellent. It's called The Way I See It. It's a season-by-season breakdown of your years on Little House, and I have to also compliment you on the selection of pictures, most of them in full color in the middle of the book. It's great stuff, isn't it?
Oh, thank you very much.
Melissa Anderson, I want to thank you for being on the show. The book is called The Way I See It, A Look Back at My Life on Little House, and continued success. I know you've been out promoting this thing, and I hope it's doing very well for you.
Oh, well, thank you, Ron. I really appreciate you taking your time.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
It's 11:26.